All right, we are back with final segment of the Gunsmith Show.
It goes so fast.
It does go fast. Don't worry, we'll come back next week. We'll do it again.
Saturday mornings are just a blink of an eye.
8 to 9 right here on US 103.1. Yep. You got to make a point of listening.
Yep, that's right. Well, the good thing is we're out at 9. Williams opens at 10.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Williams Gunsight Company bringing you this segment of the Gunsmith Show here on US 103. You know, I recommend, first off the bat, get the app. That way you can listen to the show any place you're at. You're driving up the highway. You can play it on your phone. Whatever it is, you don't have to tune us in on FM, although we love having you.
Yep.
Get the app, the US 103 app.
Get it from the App Store. You can get it from the website. Once you have the app, you can also get yourself in. Use the codes weekly, code every hour to assault the vault.
Yeah.
$30,000 up for grabs.
I was going to do that the other day, and I thought, I think I'm an employee of some site. Well, I don't think I could win.
I don't know about that.
I feel like I'm a winner because I'm here, Dan. But
we feel like we're a winner because you're here as well.
I got friends in Arizona. I got friends in Traverse City, and I got friends at Secord Lake that text me every week after the show.
Yeah.
They listen to it on the app. Nice. That's good to know.
Yeah.
You know?
Get
to go to Williams Gun Site. They're at 7389 Lapeer Road. Sign up to get in your CPL class if you haven't got one already. Check out their gun shop. It's an amazing 25,000 square foot showroom. And to the left is Target or is Tactical. To the right is Hunting. But you know, you can intermix a little. I like to hunt with Tactical. I like to target shoot with Hunting. So I'm a mixed up individual. So get what you want at Williams Gun Site. That's the important part. And get to the range and shoot as well. The ranges are open and full right now. There's so many people out there shooting. It's great to see.
Yeah. Getting ready for hunting season.
Yeah, everybody's sighting stuff in. And the gunsmiths are busy getting the gun sighted in for people. And a lot of times they can do it while you wait. Now, what I want to talk about today, and the number, 810-653-2131, Williams Gun Site. Go to williamsgunsite.com, check out all the stuff they got. Little changes in their website this week, so check it out. You might like it. You can order things right online on there now. So, new guns at Williams Gun Site for hunting season this year. And I'm telling you, there's so many, I can't even barely touch on them, but I'm just going to touch on a few. Ruger has come out with their Gen 2 American rifles. These things are literally beautiful. I would say as refined of an inexpensive rifle as you can get. Used to be a rifle was blued, wood stock. You put a scope on it, you hope for the best. You hope it had a good barrel. Well, these barrels that Ruger's putting out now, they're spiral fluted. A lot of them are stainless. Beautiful, and they're Cerakoted in different colors. In other words, the guns have themes. They have color themes. Not like you're getting, you know, the hot pink mama version of the Cadillac or anything.
Can you get red, white, and blue?
You can get it aftermarket. But from Ruger, they got it in like green, amber, and brown. Okay, so it's hunting colors.
Sure.
These things are beautiful. They are so, they put all the bells and whistles in them, Dan. They even have adjustable.
Do they come spiral fluted?
Of course they do. Just like a good twisty cone at the Dairy Queen. So awesome. No, not Dairy Queen.
That shoots them out so the bullet spiral.
Bulbulars.
Yeah, right.
Anyways. Now, the fluting is designed to dissipate the heat.
Oh.
So that the spiral fluting's on the outside. The inside's fluted as well, but called rifling.
Rifling.
The outside is fluted to dissipate the heat from multiple shots.
Okay.
That way the barrel doesn't get overheated, cools the barrel off quicker, keeps the barrel ready to fire more accurately for a longer period of time.
So fluted inside and out.
Somewhat, yeah. You can say that. Fluted. Anyways, threaded muzzles.
Oh, yeah.
Each one comes with a muzzle brake, 30 holes, muzzle brake. It'll make the gun a little noisier, but that threading also allows you to put a suppressor on it.
Yeah.
The color choices you have are great. And then there's aftermarket colors. There's even ones painted up with Trump on them. You can buy them online.
Okay.
They really literally have you covered. Even if you're buying this for your son or daughter, it's the youth hunt, and you want them to have this gun for the rest of their lives, they have what's called an adjustable length of pull. The length of pull is the distance between your shoulder and the trigger. on a child's gun or on a small gun or a small frame person, you got somebody that's 4'11" and they want a deer hunt, you want to get them a small gun so that it fits them. That's where I talk about buying the right gun that fits you.
Yeah.
And take your time to find the gun that fits you. The length of pull on these comes 12 inches, or it has, you just do a modification to it and makes it 13 3/4, which is what a normal size man would use, or a larger woman. But that 12 inch is nice when you're hunting in like January and February, or even in late December when you got your winter coats on.
Mm-hmm.
That length of pull, having that short length of pull, might be exactly what you want. Just don't get your forehead caught with the scope, okay, when you pull the trigger. Don't have your head too close to the scope. Some people get right up there on those scopes, and then they get an extra eyebrow of stitches, and we don't want to have a Joe Dirt moment. So
you did it again.
I did it again. So these things.
Joe, I'm sorry.
No, you're not. These have a really nice tang safety, which on a Rugers have always had tang safeties, meaning use your thumb on the top of the gun to do the safety,
yep.
Not on the side of the gun where Winchester and Remington and Savage puts their
safeties right on top.
Right on top. The adjustable triggers are phenomenal. They are fully adjustable. They are very good triggers, and tons of calibers available.
So you can change your pound to pull.
You can, yeah, you can, if you want it
softer pull, 3 pounds.
You can bring it on, or if you're worried and you got a young hunter with a glove on and you don't want to misfire, run that sucker up to 7.5 pounds if you want to, you know, so it's quite adjustable. That
trigger's not getting pulled until you're ready to shoot.
Right. And I grew up as a youngster. My dad put me in a gun that was hard to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And he did it on purpose.
Right.
Cause so that I didn't have misfires.
Yep.
And the trigger was so doggone hard. It was a Savage lever action 308. And this trigger was so hard to pull that when I did need to pull it, I had the safety on and thought that the gun was just that hard to pull. So it was pretty frustrating. That's how bad the trigger was.
Huh.
If it were my gun, which my brother Dan has it now, I would have a trigger job done on it and make it 3.5 pounds and have it a tack driver. Because it was a good gun, but the trigger made you pull off target. My dad never killed a deer with that gun.
Yeah.
Never once.
It's like driving in a car. You start looking to the right, and all of a sudden you're drifting right.
Exactly. Well, that could be you. Could be driver error.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah.
So the MSRP on these Rugers, these Gen 2 American rifles, $729.
Hmm.
They got so many things done to them that would cost you $1,300, $1,400 if you had it all done to the gun. And it's done for $720, and that's MSRP.
Right.
You're going to find a better price.
$699 probably.
Yeah, or less, yeah. Now, another one that's just tremendously caught my eye, every time I walk in a door, my DNA is not on it because I refuse to hold the gun. There's other guns at Williams I go to, and I touch that gun, and there's like, my DNAs are on those guns. I know it.
Because all over the shop, eh?
Well, just a few. But there's a few that I always pick up when I go there.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me see that one. You know, and they hand it to me. And one of these days, it's going home with you, Mr. Smith. It's not today. You know, I'm not ready for it yet. I gotta build up for these moments.
Gotta get the PO.
Yeah. And I don't have the PO yet. So the Smith & Wesson 1854. I've talked about this gun like 5 times in the past year. It's the new lever action from Smith & Wesson. 44 Magnum lever action guns. These things are beautiful. They're available in stainless steel with black finish. They're or blued with the walnut stocks. The blued with the walnut stocks are the fancy ones. They're running $2,500. The stainless steel ones with the black, they're running about $1,000. So they're beautiful, though. They're both threaded. They have threaded muzzles, so you can put a suppressor on. Be great hog guns, great deer guns. And they're so well refined, I wouldn't have a problem with 44 Magnum carefully sighting these in, be ready to hunt out to 150 yards with them. They're not a real short-barreled gun, and not a big gun at all. They only weigh 6 pounds, 13 ounces. Single-stage trigger that is adjustable, which is rare for a lever-action gun. Very good sights, and a Picatinny rail, which there's the word you like, Picatinny rail. It's got a medium-sized loop, and it's already got the QD slings on it, which are quick-detach slings for a shoulder sling. And it's got a hammer spur right with the... See, lever-action guns, Dan, when you put a scope on them,
Yeah.
The hammer goes right up underneath the scope. Oh. You can barely get your thumb up in there.
Oh, yeah.
So they put a spur on the side. It's a threaded hole on the top of the spur. You put the spur in on the right side if you're right-handed, left side if you're left-handed. Adds for the adaptability of the gun to fit you. And these things are beautiful. MSRP, I already told you. MSRP is $1,279. You can get them better price than that. They are in stock. They are beautiful. Get one while you can. I've been at the counter a couple times just talking scopes with the guys at Williams, and two different people have bought that gun while I've been there. So it's a hot item.
Okay.
It is, it's on the cover of almost every magazine. It's kind of like, you know, Christy Brinkley back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants to see Christy Brinkley. Well, everybody goes in there wants to see that Smith & Wesson. They even had a full-size display of it in the middle. It was just cardboard.
Yeah.
But people stand there going, wow, it's pretty.
I like the Elle McPherson, too. McPherson. Yeah, but she came a little later.
My wife listens to the show, and your wife doesn't listen to the show, so I got to be careful what I say.
Oh.
Elle McPherson was pretty good. Yeah, pretty hot.
Yeah.
Not Farrah Fawcett hot, but darn near.
Oh, that poster. Right?
Yeah, okay. All right, back to reality. Shotguns. There's so many shotguns on the market. I'm just going to go through the list of great guns in stock at Williams that you can check out. Brand new. Remingtons. Remington's come out with their shotguns again. They've gone through bankruptcy. They're come out of it. They're doing good. The shotguns are starting to show back up. Winchester, ton of good guns from Winchester. Franke has amazing inertia-fired shotguns on the market. So does Beretta and Benelli. Browning, of course, industry-leading guns. The best, prettiest shotguns on the shelf are from Browning. CZ has tremendously good shotguns. CZ, of course, owns Colt now, and it's all good. Get fitted. Get the gun that fits you. Get your shotgun ready at Williams Gun Site. Get out there today and check them out.
Go check them out. They got a bunch for you
to look at. Tell
them
the Gunsmith Show sent you.
There you go.
Have Shannon or one of the guys right there at the shotgun counter hook you up.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We'll turn you back over to the classic rock right now.
Yeah.